Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Cherie with Angel Coaches. I'm really glad to be here tonight, and I hope you guys are going to have a great show with me. We got a great topic, or a wonderful topic. I'm using great a lot. Sorry about that. A wonderful topic to talk about, and it's magnetizing what you'd like to magnetize in your life. You know, whether it's a person, you know, great love, money, things, and there's a process with it. It doesn't take a lot of time, okay? But I think the most important thing, which we learned last week, is get really clear on what you're here to magnetize or what you want to create in your life, you know? And I'm going to share this story with you because I think it's wonderful. I have a client slash friend that had, you know, worked with me. And she used this process to magnetize great love in her life, and also a home and a family, and all those kinds of things. So I'm going to go with what she wanted to create. She wanted to create a home, and she wanted a family, and she also wanted a great love, and to do her life's passion. And one of the things that was her life's passion was to be to have a farm, and she grew up in North Carolina, and so using this process, it took her about a year and a half. Yeah, it was about a year and a half. She created everything. She got the guy of her dream, and by the way, she was real clear on the qualities that she wanted with him. She wanted to be kind, compassionate, love. Joy, all the things that she felt she was, she wanted in that same man. She also wanted a man that was liked animals and wanted a farm as well, because it's hard to, you know, it's like, remember that show Green Acres? Can you imagine having not everybody's like as nice and sweet as those, that couple was. But anyway, so that's what she wanted to create. And I see we've got a question, and I'm going to answer that, but not right now. In a few minutes. So I hope you, whatever you're asking me about, I hope this process will help you, and I'll tell you the angels that are here to help you as well, okay? So as I said, that's what she created, and, you know, it's, gosh, when did this happen? This was in 2002, 2003, and now it's a few years later, and she's got a great life and enjoys it and has a farm and rides horses and shows horses and helps people, help, you know, all those kind of things, okay? So first thing, be super clear about what you're looking for. And I want to just put this as a side note. Make sure if you're magnetizing a person that you're really clear on what the qualities that you want in that person. And you may have an ideal person that you have in mind that you want to create, you know, like you love this person and you go and it hasn't worked out yet for her or for him. And so that was a real key thing that she said. I was really clear on the qualities that I wanted in my man. I was like, okay, cool for you. And then the other thing that that she said, she got super clear on the kind of house she wanted, you know, to the inside decor, the kind of farm that she wanted to have, what she wanted her kids to look like, and all those kind of things. So I was like, thank you so very much for sharing that with me. And that's just one story, but I wanted to share with you, she wasn't anything like, you know, like, what do you say, that, you know, she didn't do anything that we all can't do. I have a friend of mine that says, we all put our pants on the same way. That's, she was just like you and I, although she's extremely spiritual, and really had a strong sense of, you know, who she was in connection to the angels, as we all have the ability to do. Okay, so how do you do that? What do you say to yourself, and how does that work? Well, the first thing that you do is when you're meditating. Okay, and I'm using a word sometimes people have a hard time doing, but this only takes about 4 or 5 minutes. Okay. And one of the things that you do is when you're meditating, all you need to do is lay back and or sit up, close your eyes, start breathing in and out. And when you do that, as you're doing that breathing in and out, think of your a coil in your heart area and you can make it as big as you want, going from your heart area up to the to let's say a man or a woman, and you know, visualizing the energy, what that energy looks like, okay? And as you're getting that coil going up, and it's a magnetic coil, it's going from your heart, and you can, as I said, make it as big as you like. And as it's going up, up to the sky, ethers, hell, whatever you see, and you see that soul that's in front of you, then you in and you start talking to that soul, his soul, your soul. Say, I choose to connect with my soul to his soul, and visualize a scene with him or her. You know, I think I said, what was the first scene that you visualized? She goes, I visualized going out to dinner with him. And she goes, and I wanted to see what that felt like. And I visualized eating, what I would order, and what I would order, you know, what I would drink. And I said, what did he do? And she goes, I visualized the conversation we would have, what we would talk about. And she goes, and then I sent him love from my soul to his soul. I was like, wow, that's really good. And she goes, and then what I did is I got that coil, and it was a magnetic coil, and I got it. And it, when I felt it as I was, you know, talking to him with my soul, with my heart, that coil was around us both, and it was huge. And she goes, I could hear it whirring. It's like, because the most important thing here, I forgot to mention, is creating a magnetic field. And that's what that magnetic coil is doing. And she goes, it was huge. And we were inside the coil together. And then when I felt, and this is important too, you're going to need to feel a feeling. The feeling of magnetizing in, and you may just have that feeling, or you may actually hear a click. And she goes, when I got that click, I knew that I had reached a soul. And some of you are asking right now, well, what about free will? You can never magnetize anyone to you that isn't ready to be your guy or your girl, okay? That it's only done in the highest and best good. That's the reason why you're doing the meditation, coming from your heart, and working with that energy there. I always think, too, that one of the things I always do when I'm using this method is I magnetize the highest and best good for myself and for everyone concerned. Now, you can also do the same thing with, let's say, business, employers, employees, more customers, clients for your business. But remember, come from a place of love, all right? You can do it with a career. I'll share this story with you. I worked with a lady years ago, and she was a great person. And she and I worked together, and she was actually someone I taught in a lot of stuff that I'm teaching tonight. And I go, Mary Beth, what is it that you want to do? And she goes, I really want to work in the White House. Well, she didn't have the credentials yet to do that, but she used this method, and you know what? That she is still there today, working in a capacity that suits her, and the position was literally created for her. Now, who would want to work in the White House, right? But she did, and you know, and she learned about prosperity and abundance. So you can use it. Remember the coil. Make sure two things. Make sure that you're coming from love, and make sure that it's not, I got to have this, I got to have this man, or I got to have this woman, I got to have this job. Make sure you're coming from a place of desire, or if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, that's okay too. You know, and create that field around you where it's a coil, make it as big or as little or that you feel you need to. And as I said, both of these people, they built it around them. Do you understand? So they were like, creating it where it was going around them, that, and they, you know, they both said I could hear. Mary Beth told me she said I could actually feel it. So they could feel the, you know, the whirring of the magnetic field, and you know, so if that works, I hope I'm helping you there, but that's really the key here. And they just saw it going up and up, and Mary Beth saw her and working in the White House, and that's what she's doing. I hope that helps you there. Now, let me, and I'm going to give you some angels that are going to help you with this as well, whatever you're choosing to create, because this is really about creating, and you can use the essence of what you're trying to create. If you're creating great love, what does that feel like? What does that look like? Why are you doing it? I have a friend of mine that needed money for his business, and it's a man. And so he got really clear on how much money that he needed, and down to the, you know, $3,000.29. And then, but what he did is he magnetized the money. He actually saw the money using the coil and feeling the click, or hearing the click, and then feeling the magnetic energy around him. But he also included how he wanted to feel. And he wanted to feel secure. He wanted to feel like he was growing. He wanted to feel like his business was growing. He was serving humanity. What was the higher quality? Remember, we learned about that last week. What was the higher quality that he wanted to experience? You know, Mary Beth wanted to help humanity by working in the White House. He wanted to help humanity by doing his business. You know, and my friend wanted to have children that she could teach and nurture, and wanted a great love, and wanted to, you know, have horses in a farm where she could bring her family and friends out there and entertain, and have a safe place for everybody to come for the holidays. And, you know, she wasn't really big into doing anything like serving humanity, but she wanted a place where her family could come and enjoy. So those are the things that you want to make sure you include as well. Qualities that you want to experience, okay, how you want to feel. What is the highest quality that you have inside of you, that the reason why you're magnetizing this, right? So, you know, my friend, he wanted to create a business that would help his family, that he could take care of his kids, make sure he had a college, serve humanity, because his business was a healing business. So those are the things that we spoke about last week, and they're wonderful. Just to be clear, let me recap that, backing up. So when you're using this, start the coil out from your heart. Okay, make it as big or little or wide as you want. And if you're magnetizing a mate and you have a specific one, great. But you make sure you list all the qualities that you're looking for, kindness, compassion, you know, somebody who's in shape, somebody takes care of themselves, all those qualities that you feel is important. And then you can and see that person. As you're in that magnetic field, you talk to that soul of him, and you're from your soul to his soul, or from her soul to your soul, whatever, however you want to say it, and just you see a scene where you guys are together, and be very detailed about it, and that's, you know, that's what she did, and that's what I teach people, and so be very detailed about it, and then when you feel a click, or you hear a click, or you feel like you've achieved the magnetic pull that pulled that energy to you from that person or that money or that house or that business or the clients, whatever it is that you're looking for, then you can let it go. Thank your higher power, God, you know, Jesus, whoever you work with, Buddha, and then say, ask how many times you need to do this with this person, with this money, or those things. Okay, so that's key right there. I hope that makes sense to you guys. So you got it. Make sure you manifest with the coil from the heart, come from a place of love. And remember, I'm not saying that if this is not right, the right person, it won't work. Okay. Cause nobody does anything. You can't go against their free will and their choices. So that is key right there. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some angels that you can use whatever you're manifesting, cause they're here tonight. So let's take a question. From the 916 area code. Hold on one second. If you've got a question, want to know an angel who's working with you with your whatever you're trying or in the process of magnifying, then I will let you know. And hopefully the internet is going to stay strong tonight, and we'll see. Anyway, so questions? While I'm connecting with this person, hold on one second. Let's see, I'm going to give you a couple angels that you can work with. If you're working with love, Angus is wonderful, Archangel Shamuel. Hi, this is Therese. I'm speaking to someone now from the 916 area code. And who is this?
This is Diane.
Hi.
I'm in the library, so I'm going to have to skip out in the hall. So you can talk. You can keep talking until I get out of here.
Oh, okay, well, you let me know when you come. Okay, I'm glad I hear you. It's librarian. They're so strict.
I'm out in 20 seconds. But they chase me around when they see me on the phone with their fingers pointed towards the door.
Yes.
So,
and they're never really good looking, right? You know?
Are you doing angel card reading?
Hi. I don't use angel cards. I just see angels. They've always came to me.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can use cards, but they slow me down, although I'm a big proponent of them when you're starting out. Who am I speaking with? What's your name?
Diana, with an A.
Diana. Okay, well, there you go. You know what A means in spirituality. That means that you have great ideas, and you got a couple A's in it, great ideas and a great ability to make money. How cool is that? Anyway, so I was asked to tell you that, and the I in your name means that you follow God's law and man's law. So no speeding tickets, Diana. Okay. And the N means you'd like to travel. We would love to travel. So what's your question, sweetheart?
I didn't hear the second one, what you said the I meant. Follow God's law?
I means God's law and man's law. So that one's always a hard one, only in the area of speeding tickets for me. So, but that's what your name means. And D means you're a hard worker. So you got a great card there, a great name. Carries a lot of good stuff there with the vibration. Yeah. I was asked to share that with you.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Okay. My question was for a card to be pulled. So I guess I would ask what angel is nearest me right now.
Okay.
If I need a question.
I'm going to share that with you. No problem, because I was asked to share what your name meant. Here's the deal with you. What I get with you, it's about creating prosperity in your life, abundance. I'm going to use money, okay? But you have some opportunities coming to you really soon where you're going to be able to choose. It's like you're going to have two choices. What do you do for a living? Are you in school? You're in the library, so I'm assuming you're in school or PUCA, right? So are you in school now?
I'm a light worker living on the road.
A light worker living on the road. Okay, well, there you go. Well, I'm a light worker living on the beach.
I work
so
for
I'll
the
work.
Universe.
There you go. That's good. How's it pay? I'm so kidding. Diana, here's what I got, okay? I was supposed to tell you what your name meant, the vibration, because that's what I got, too, as well. Archangel Raphael is the one that shows up for me right now with you, and you probably know this already. He's all about health and healing and teaching. There's two opportunities coming for you in the near future where you can be able to slow down and be not stable, but be a little bit more settled because you feel very stable. There's also, are you a blogger? Do you blog?
When I can. I only have a computer during library time because my computer was stolen. Hopefully another one is coming to me.
Yeah, well, because I see you. To answer your question, yes, it is because I see you blogging on the computer. There is some stuff coming for you, like with I'm asking your angels to show me, with the computer. But as you start blogging in the library and putting your, and use this magnetizing thing that I just gave you tonight because it's huge. I've used it myself, and I don't like to talk about my stuff because people, I like to share other stories. But you've got a great ability there to teach and to heal with everything that you're doing, working for the universe and traveling the universe, and like we do. But there is a book inside of you, but not now. You need a blog for a little bit,
yeah.
And that book will be channeled to you. Okay, I'm sure you've
got
this before.
I've got four books, actually.
You get it. Okay, well, there's that. There's nothing like the fifth book, okay? But you'll get it. Your work, it's not time for those books to be out yet or, but this next one that you're going to be channeling will be one that will just knock your socks off because it's like you're coming full circle and coming into your own. Let me ask a question. Do you live by yourself or do you travel by yourself?
Yes.
You have a question about love? Do you have a question about love? Yeah, okay. I get
well,
that.
Yeah.
I'm going to share.
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah, love. Yeah. Yeah. You're ready. Yes, you are. And I feel a man coming towards you for you. But it's here's what I get, timeline. You can change this, and you know this, playing with energy. Probably around October, November. But he's going to, there's something about you becoming really stable, not stable, but settled, you know what I mean, and being in a good place yourself. and have a lot of abundance on the outside because you already have it on the inside, okay, too as well. That's what I'm getting. Anyway, can I ask you a question? Do you
yes.
have anybody in your family or friends or something that has Alzheimer's?
I don't know. I'm really not with my family because I had to leave them because they were not good to me, unless my aunt that's out here has Alzheimer's, but I don't think so. She's a pretty tough cookie.
No,
I mean, I
okay,
throw
I'm
out
getting
a name
it about your family.
Well, it could
no,
be
Aunt
George.
Because I, here's what I get. Your family, I get you, that, you know, we try to raise our family right, and then we got to let them go, right? And mm-hmm. I think we do a good job. There's something there with somebody with Alzheimer's, all right? If there's a desire to have a conversation, and it feels like I get a feeling it's a male figure in your family, I'm going to not say too much, but please contact your family or write them a letter, send them an email or whatever if you feel like it, because this person, if you have something to say, now is a good time to say it, okay? And you can let it go. You understand if you have anything on your heart or your mind you want them to know, okay? I understand I've had family issues myself, and I don't want to get too personal with you because we're on the radio, but I hope that helps
they
you a little bit.
They don't listen to this stuff. They don't have anything to do with it. So if you know who it is, you can let me know because I really have no idea. Could it be a brother?
Okay.
Or
well, this isn't it feels like it's somebody in there going into their 50s. Where's your dad at? Is your dad around?
No, my dad's been gone a long time. I'm 59. My brother's like 60-something, and so is my sister. Those would be the... And then I do have a younger brother.
He's a wild one. I love wild people. Do you understand?
He's
think
like
it's your brother. And he may know about it or he may not, okay? But it's coming on, and it's really moving fast. People with Alzheimer's, Louise Hay says, they just don't like to remember. They'd like to escape. So this, you probably understand that more than I'm trying to be so careful with your feelings
so
and your privacy.
So one of my brothers?
If
I had to choose
brother.
Which one it
okay.
was, I think it's the younger one. He's the one that doesn't act right, the younger one. But if my older brother's getting Alzheimer's, that's kind of sad.
Well, that's what I got. It was a man, and he's like, and it looked like, because you feel very young. You feel like around 30-something. If you look, it's even better, right? I always say we should always be forever 21. But it feels like it's your older brother, because he feels like your dad, like a dad figure. And he may not know it yet, but I'm being asked to give you that message until you have the opportunity to
see how he is.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, and he may not, because I always like to say if you can just say share your energy or whatever if there's anything you want to say to him. So beautiful creatures you are, and I know families can be difficult. So anyway, fifth book coming, but you need to really blog. And as you start blogging at the library, your computer's going to come to you easier. There is a man coming to you for you at the end of October, November, probably. It'd be nice to have a nice laugh for the holiday season. If you're like me, I'll celebrate anything as long as it's fun and food. So Canadian Flag Day, doesn't matter to me. So I hope that helps you. You've got a beautiful heart, though, too, as well. And I admire what you do. It takes a lot of guts to be out there on your own traveling and sometimes not knowing how things are going to happen. But I want you to know this. You're getting ready to have some stability in your life, okay? So
what about
stability
a car?
Is all good, you know. I'm looking at that.
Because that's the most important issue right now, is that my car's not...
Okay,
I
you're not... Your car's not working?
Not very well.
I hear you. Cars are not... I hate when they're not working. There is a car coming for you, but not right now. It looks like it's in the nether. There's two opportunities that's going to allow you to have some stability, make some money, and everything, and then you'll be able to trade that car. But that's happening in July and August. Diana, it's super important that you use this magnetizing technique I showed you or shared with everybody on the show.
Okay.
Because it will really, really work for, for you, okay?
And it's I got to mark your show, make sure I listen to it tomorrow.
You are the best, okay? So anyway.
Thank you so much.
But you got a lot of good stuff. Oh, you betcha. You're such a sweetheart. So anyway, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Good luck with everything. Call your dad. Call your brother because he feels like you're, so. And he may or may not know it. I tell you, I share this with you. A friend of mine did that, and it was wonderful because the energy that when she called her estranged family, there was a lot that was able to be shared in the relationship. It was like sometimes it's like a way to balance the karma, you know what I mean, and help them in a way that we never know. So I hope that will give you some insight.
You
probably
have
got a lot more than
any Alzheimer's in the family. My mom was kind of manic depressive, and at the end she was really weird, but they didn't call it Alzheimer's.
But my brother, maybe he's just trying to
forget everything because he can't cope with everything. That could be why he's getting it.
Yeah, well, it's two things. You know, I had sugar issues, and no one else in my family did. How'd I get that lucky? I understand it because you put me on my path.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway.
Okay.
All right,
well,
my dear.
Thank you so much.
Lots of love and light. You betcha.
Yes.
Enjoy. Okay, but call us back and let us know about your new car.
Yeah, I will.
All right. So, I would love to. And we're here every Tuesday night. What night are we here? Tuesday night. Thursday night, we got a great show on Thursday night. Somebody talking about Corinne Judd talking about spirituality and business, and you know now it's so important that you combine both. So she's got a great book out that that would be a great show for you to listen to. But can I ask you a question really quickly? Are you money and things? That is a challenge for you to have. Why? I'm being asked this to ask you this.
Well, as I was growing up, I was the type of, probably we'd call it hippie, young person who just said, I don't need anything materialistic. But then my kids grew up, I got them out to college, took care of them. And I worked for 34 years, but it just didn't happen that there was anything for me. So that's what I'm bringing in now, is that it's time for me to have my spiritual business. Right now, it's late. And those men, November is too late also. The car is now, too. All this stuff is in the now for me and has been for a year and a half. I've done all my work. Plus, I work all the time at the universal level. So, I mean, all the stuff, that was my younger life that I didn't claim any materialism. But we had parents who were always, you know, that was their drum roll, is you'll never have anything, you'll never be anything. And my mom was abusive. So I'm sure that it's something that I had to wait until my mom was gone to get over. She's only been gone 2 years.
Yeah.
But she's my friend on the other side now. And it agitates me a little bit when she comes through with, let's just get over it and get on with it, because that's, you know, it's like, okay, you spent 54 years abusing me, and I just get over it and get on with it. Okay. You know, or sometimes I won't listen to her when she comes through, when other psychics bring her through, because I still think that she needs to look at what she did year after year after year after year to her children a little bit more, because she thinks that she's a queen goddess on the other side. And she may be.
There's a bunch of divas. I'm going to share this with you, and because I'm being asked to, and I've really been I don't want to say this. We have a soul agreement, right? I have a soul agreement. Okay, let me give you the story. This is better. This is what I'm asking, being asked to share with you. I have a friend of mine that when she was young, her godfather sexually abused her. You know. And she forgot about it. She asked and she said, I remember when I was six, I asked the angels and I asked God why that happened. And she goes, we all plan every part of our life that we live. And she's telling me this, right? And so I'm sharing it with you per her permission to always share this story. And she said, she goes, the angels and God told me in my six-year-old heart that I wanted to learn forgiveness and I wanted to experience learned forgiveness, and I chose this situation and this person, volunteered for this position to learn forgiveness. I was like, wow. And she said, and then God said, I'm going to put this on the back burner, and when you're ready, you're going to be able to bring it up and heal it and help others. So,
I have forgiven her.
Level,
I was even at her deathbed by her request.
But it may be.
I'm the one that she wanted to. Yeah, I've forgiven her 100 times over. It's just I was telling you the old story. I've done all my forgiveness. I don't think I was sexually abused. She just smacked me and downgraded me.
No, I'm just telling you. I know. I don't think you were, but all I'm saying is maybe in your soul agreement you guys agreed to do this for each other. You know what I mean? Her to do this and you to, so you could learn to do your spiritual work. Just a thought. I don't want to offend you.
Yeah.
And
but I actually couldn't even move forward until she was gone because she was so bad at
the very end
until the last 5 weeks. And then in the last 5 weeks when she found out she was dying, I was the one to save her soul. And I did sit at her side and surrounded her with angels, and she had a peaceful passing. And I forgave her for everything.
Oh, good.
But she, I think she
That's
was abused,
wonderful
though,
that
by
able.
Her father. Worse, much worse
sure.
than how she abused her
I
children.
Hear.
So. Yeah, so, yeah, I did forgive her a lot, but I still think that when she comes in and acts like she's the one to tell me what to do, she needs to, like, review her life a little bit more because some of the things that may be hard for me are because she was my mother. And then I let my uncle come through, and you know what he says? He says, I don't even stand beside your mother.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I got to take another call, but you've been wonderful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
And let us know when you get your
call. I'm glad I found you. That's
no problem. Oh, I think I lost her. I'm so sorry. Anyway, let's talk to this person. I'm sorry. Hi, this is Therese, 602 area code. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
This is Therese.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yes. Who's this? Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry. Hi. Can you hear me?
Therese, can you hear me? It's Rose.
Yeah. Hey, Rose, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Anyway, Rose, I appreciated your text the other night. You were amazing and wonderful, and thank you. So what's going on? You have a question? And this is Rose. She's brand new. She found us. I'm not even sure how you found us, but it's good to have you. She's part of Angel Coaches now. And what's going on there, girl?
You know, I'm really trying to meditate, and I'm trying to communicate with the angels. And we had a reading, and you had told me one of my guardian angels' names, Ella, and I'm not really having any luck hearing from her personally, so I'm just wondering if I'm not doing things right or if it's just not the right timing or what.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something right now. What it feels like is you're really trying, and we'll talk more about this on Friday because I think I have a session with you. But she'll come through as well as the other, you have an ascended master with you too. Remember that because you're showing up now. And she'll come through for you. Just be calm. Don't think you're doing anything wrong. Just a little more time. That's okay. All right. And just remember too, when you first wake up, think about if you got any messages in your dream state. Okay. Because she will come through for you. All right.
Okay.
It's so frustrating. All right, and don't worry, you're going to get there, okay, because you're going to help others. And by the way, all those who are listening, Rose is a medium. So I had someone talk to me today. She goes, I want to talk to her too. I said, well, she's not ready to talk to people. I said, I would not throw her out like that. But I said, there'll be coming a day when she'll talk to you and work with you. So I think you're amazing, wonderful, and you just need a little bit more time. It's a new energy for you, okay?
So okay,
it will
thank
come.
You.
To do that. No, all right, honey.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'll see you soon. All right, bye. Amazing story there. Okay, let me get another person here. Okay. I knew this person. You feel. Hi, it's Therese. Hello? Hello? Okay, if you're in the 502 area code, I just put you on, and if you have a question, please ask it. Or if not, if you can't hear me or we can't hear you, can you hear me?
Hey, Tony, it's Sheila.
Sheila, I said, I know this number, this energy, but they're going, oh, maybe you don't. So anyway, what's going on there? Didn't you like some of the folks we have on here tonight? I love Rose. She's amazing. The one before that, I was like, she's a talker. But what's going on? How are you?
I want to ask you about love.
You know what? I thought about you about it last week, and I'm not going to ask you like this. You're still, you're in the process of looking, still looking, right? I'm going to tell you this right now. Angus, Archangel Shamuel, great for love, okay? And if you go on my Facebook page, you can find I posted on how to work with them or how to connect with them. Sheila, one of the things that I get with you is, are you still holding the torch for someone, or you let that go, or because it feels like you're stuck a little bit? Are you?
Well, I ended up I reconnected with an ex in New York, but he wouldn't show up, and he kept on telling me to in effect chill and whatnot, but. So, I'm open to, new
opportunities. Okay.
In the area of love.
I gotcha. Well, what I'd like you to share with you is that it feels like there is before you use this magnetizing method I gave you. But one of the things that I think that you should really, really not think you should, if you can, just say heal all past relationships, any residual stuff I have. And don't think that you need to be in a meditation state to do it. Just put your intention out there, and then also put your intention and your faith out there, because that's the most important thing, the intention. And then the thought, and say, let the thoughts and the actions match the intention. And then use a magnetizing thing that I gave you tonight, or if you were there. If not, you can download the show. And the other thing I'm going to share with you is that it's just really important that you work with the Archangel Shamuel. He's really wonderful with helping you connect with your soulmate. Sheila, write down the qualities that you want in your man, okay? And I have a friend of mine that's been doing that, and she reads them before she goes to bed. That woman has been dating like crazy. I know you don't want to date a lot, but she's just been meeting men, because she never meets men. And she goes, I wrote the qualities down. I read them before I go to bed. And she goes, I'm attracting men. And she goes, I go out with them, I like them, and then I go, but I don't really like them. So I say what I like about them, and then I just revise my list. So that's something, do it before you go to bed, because you're training your subconscious. The other thing that I'm getting with you is super, super, super important, is use this magnetizing ability this magnetizing technique that I gave tonight, because it will help you. It takes about 5 minutes. And if you're not sure about how to do it, download the show, because I go over it in the first 5 minutes. And the other thing that I feel with you, once you clear out the old energy, and, it's like in our memory, cellular memory and subconscious, just say, my intention is to clear out all the old negative energy or the old energy from past relationships that did not work out, and they're here to they prepare me for what I choose. Say something like that, and don't let it go. And you're going, well, did I do it right? You did, okay? You did it right, all right? And that's important, Sheila. Okay. So
okay.
What I see, and you got a man around you right now. But one of the things that that I get with people in this situation, and myself included, I've had this happen, is that sometimes we have to let the past go before we bring the good in, or the good guy, or the good woman, or whoever. So you're letting the past go, and once you let that past go, do you understand? And sometimes not a longing for that guy, but angry at being duped. Sometimes we feel like we've been duped, or this person has taken advantage of us, or, we showed up 100% and they only showed up -10, you know what I'm saying? So really let those old feelings go, okay? That's what
okay.
I see. All right, and you got a guy right there, all right, around you. So, and I get to come to the wedding because I give great wedding presents and I love wedding cake, okay? Just let you know. All right. So. Yeah, I hear you laughing anyway. So, thank you. Yeah, I hear you. I know. Yeah, you've got a guy, and he seems like he's super successful too as well. That's always good. But you're a professional, I believe, right? You have a real professional career there. I know things have been up and down in the past with that, but you got a great guy that's right around the corner, okay?
So,
but just
good.
do the little thing that it said.
What do you see as far as money or anything with me?
You can never have too much love or too much money. what can we see with that? That's right. Men and money. That's a women thing. But, you know, I have a friend of mine. He's gay, and he's so funny. He says, Three, I like the same thing, men and money. So whatever you prefer is all good, you know. But I know you're looking for a guy. Here's what I feel, is that your money situation is stable. Are you working a contract right now?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And enjoying it.
When's any? And what now?
I said I'm enjoying it.
Okay, because the contract feels like it's going to be, again, for you, the same one, okay? So that's a good thing. You're happy with it. It feels like it's staying the same. It feels very stable. Sometimes I've talked to people, or I've even talked to you in the past, and it feels like it's not as stable, but this feels like you're in a good place, okay? So magnetize the man with the money. Doesn't get much better than that. I would say you can never be too rich, too thin, or too much love, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So, you betcha. Call me, let me know how it goes. I remember, by the way, I do weddings, okay? And I'm learning to play the drums, and I do it for free, okay? So you have this minister and the music right here. I've only had like 8 lessons on my drum lesson. So yeah, I'm teasing. But yeah, you've got a great guy coming. Okay, so, but it's important to do that one little thing, or two things I told you, the magnetizing, okay, and also letting up, cleaning up the residual stuff, you know, with your thoughts, your memories, okay, because thoughts are things. When you get off the phone with me, remember this. And write the qualities down, too. I like reading them myself. When you say something, I have money, I have love, I have, and by the way, I'm saying this to you, too, as Rose, I am talking to my angels, and they are communicating with me. You're sending that energy out into the future. And, Rose, it's just a few minutes before, or a few little bit of time before that happens for you, but when you're saying that to yourself, my job is great, I have a great guy that I'm in, you know, I'm with, and who's with me, and we're together. Those things are super important because you're sending that energy out to the future as well as right now. Okay, look at your life now. 90 days ago, you were, you know, you created this, or maybe even longer than that. But because you were in a good space, look what you're experiencing with your career. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank
you.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah.
You betcha. All right, honey. Take care.
You too.
All right, let me go talk to. It was wonderful talking to her. Okay, this is Therese. Have I got somebody fun on the phone? 609.
Hi, Therese.
Hello.
It's Donna. Can you hear me?
I thought this was you. Yeah. Hey, Donna. How are you? Yeah, I
good.
I hope it's somebody fun. I'm well. But, I had some
well,
chances on tonight.
Call,
I was like, oh.
Yeah, well, that other call
yes.
stole my thunder because, you know, us ladies are always into the love and money. And as you know, with working with you and being coached, I have the man. I think that he's the right man. So thank you very much. What you tell people to do and to put out to the universe as though you already have it, it does come to you. So I just want to give you an affirmation because I'm living proof of that. Now, I
got
to work on the money.
You are. And by the way, Sheila, I know she's still listening. So Donna's got the guy. Okay, so I can hear
and all
say,
of
yeah,
what you
yeah, Donna, I can have it too.
That last caller, it works. I mean, I did that for months and, you know, and he came through. So now I need to work on getting out of corporate America.
That's right. And we are launching something for you because you're going to be in a working. I told you, your man can help. You know, we talked about that. I want to know if I'm supposed to say how much I'm supposed to say. And your guy's going to
well,
help
okay.
and take care
hey,
of me.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, and then you're going to be able to make your own money, and you guys are going to have 2 side vaults. Open it up, and you go, honey, you can visit me in my vault, and I'll visit you in yours, okay?
We have no, all that's the, what I'm
the,
talking.
The, yeah, the, there you go, because you can never be, and money's not everything, but you know what? We like it, too, because we've got families and everything like that. But you got a great work to do, and Corrine is on the phone. I know she's listening in. You're going to be a new coach, and we're working with that, and we're getting ready to lose everybody. Thank you guys for calling. Donna, thank you. I appreciate the kudos.
Sure.
There. And we got our next show is Thursday night, 8 p.m. East Coast time, and we've got a great spirituality and business. Everybody, hope you guys listen in. All right, everybody, take care. Much love. Have a great night. Donna, thank you.
Okay, good night.
Don't lose, everybody. Okay.